Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Sweet mercy. Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here with you. Your friendly neighborhood, affable talk radio host. Wow, it has been, I don't know what it is, I am still trying to catch up, and I know it's, Thursday, so if I don't catch up by tomorrow, I'm just going to have to, you know, call it a week. Wow, welcome everybody. We have a lot going on, a jam-packed show. We're going to take you live to Nashville for the Young Republican National Convention that's underway. Also, we're going to be talking to some good folks there in Cincinnati, where this story out of Cincinnati has just taken on a life of its own. And there are people now calling for hate crime charges to be filed against the black mob that attacked the white tourist. You've got a black city council member, and she says that she's glad the white people got beat up and that they were asking for a beating. You've got the police chief who's not blaming the bad guys. She's blaming all of the folks in the media covering the story and everybody on social media for sharing the video. It is insane. So we're going to be talking to some folks, boots on the ground in Cincinnati, a little bit later on today. Also, we're going to be talking to the founder of National File. Noel Fritch is going to be here, and the Senate blocking President Trump's appointments. There's some crazy stuff going on in the U.S. Senate right now. It's just unbelievable. But we start with this a bizarre story out of Wisconsin, where you have a congressman there who is coming under attack by these far leftists. And we've got the story up at ToddStearns.com, including video of what happened, as well as photographs. And I would encourage you to go to our website and check this out. It's just almost unbelievable. But the congressman, and his name is Brian Steele, and you don't hear much. He's one of the backbenchers. So he's not one of the guys out there, you know, doing a lot of media and things of that nature. And that's okay. Not everybody can do that. And but he's a good, strong Republican guy. Anyway, a huge mob, all dressed in all black, shows up at his house. They go up and they have a coffin, and they put the coffin on the front door of his house. It is a life size coffin, and there's an epitaph attached to it. I want to read to you what it says. Here lies the hopes of the most vulnerable, killed by the Big Beautiful Bill, signed into law by President Donald J. Trump and endorsed by Lion Brian Steele. RIP Democracy, 1776 to 2025. And it turns out these were not just radical leftists. These were actual members of the local Democrat Party, the Walworth County Democrat Party, the past chairwoman. Among those that were hauling this casket onto the private property of the congressman at his home. They were also flying an American flag upside down, which is the national, well, again, that is a sign of a nation in distress. But again, they also are filmed, and by the way, we have the video. You can, the video's insane. And they're walking all over his lawn. They're violating his private property, trespassing. And it just seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, that these individuals need to be arrested. I know that the U.S. Capitol Police are investigating, and I hope that charges are filed. Here's what gets me is that these people broke the law. The moment they stepped foot onto his private property, they broke the law. Oh, by the way, this is Janesville. That's where Paul Ryan is from. So anyway, just a horrible story. And again, the congressman, you know, I don't think he's certainly not going to be intimidated by all of this. But it's a little disconcerting, especially when you have yesterday in Virginia, you had some guy going up there and he poured gasoline on a Republican city councilman and set the guy on fire. And hopefully he's going to live. We're certainly hoping that is the case. But it's really a sad situation. A very sad situation, what's happening right now, and it's all because of the Democrats. The Democrats are literally, and hear me on this, they're literally putting a target, a bullseye, on every single Republican in America right now. It really is that dangerous. And I would encourage you, and especially if you are a lawmaker, if you are a public figure and you're out there, you need to have your head on a swivel. And if you are a law-abiding gun owner, you actually need to be protecting yourself at all times. You really do. And it's common sense now, because these Democrats are completely unhinged. They've lost their minds. And there are some very, very dangerous people out there. As a matter of fact, the U.S. Capitol Police, and again, we mentioned this in our story at ToddStearns.com, the U.S. Capitol Police say that crimes and threats against lawmakers, members of Congress, up more than 93% since last year. I mean, that's just insane. Just insane. And let's not forget that it is the leader of our party, the leader of the free world, Donald J. Trump, who survived not one but two assassination attempts. And we still don't know anything about the people responsible for those. So all that to say, be very careful out there, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a dangerous, dangerous world. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, the president of Sacramento State University, which is a taxpayer-funded school, wants to eliminate white people. I kid you not. Let's play cut number four, please.
I would not say they're influenced by white people. They're influenced by whiteness.
What does that mean?
Whiteness is an ideology. It's a culture. It's a value system. And what we need to do is we need to eliminate that value system.
You want to eliminate whiteness?
Whiteness. Not white people. Whiteness.
But how do you eliminate whiteness without eliminating white people?
What I want to do is to create an environment that is more collective, that is more value driven, and I think that flies an absolute oppositeness with
whiteness.
Are you
saying that white people are evil?
No.
They're not evil?
Not at all.
But then if they're not evil, why would they treat another human being to a point that a man like you would want to eliminate whiteness?
Oh, that's a good question.
We are all fallen people.
What the hell does that mean? I don't, folks. That's frightening. So the guy you're listening to, Jonathan Luke Wood, and he is the minority president of Sacramento State University. This guy, could you imagine being a white student at Sacramento State, and the guy who is in charge of your university doesn't think that you ought to exist? Look, the guy asking the questions, who was also a black person, he was asking some pretty straightforward questions. Wait, you want to do what? You want to do what? You want to eliminate whiteness? Yes, I believe going back to one of the great historic movies of all time, and many of you know that Todd Starnes, yours truly, I'm a cinemaphile. I love love movies and theater, and I enjoy that. That's sort of my escape from politics. And one of the great movies of all time, and it doesn't really get the credit it deserves, Parker May, is a movie called Tommy Boy, starring the great, the late, great Chris Farley. Any of you see, have you all seen Tommy Boy? And there's a great scene in this movie where Tommy Boy gets up there and they're at a concert or some sort of a Black Lives Matter style rally. And he got caught up in the moment and he said, "Kill Whitey." And that's exactly what this Sacramento State University professor is saying. Kill Whitey. That, I mean, at least they're open about it, but that still doesn't provide me any comfort. And you know why it doesn't provide me comfort, ladies and gentlemen? Because yours truly, Todd Starnes, is a man of the Caucasian persuasion. So when he says kill Whitey and he wants to eliminate whiteness, that means he wants to eliminate people like me. And what have I done? And again, it goes back to a simple premise, ladies and gentlemen. Red, yellow, black, white, we are all made in the image of God. We are all made in the image of God. You all remember the song we used to sing in Sunday school. But there are people out there like Jonathan Luke Wood. And if I may be so bold as to suggest that the people listening to this program in the White House right now, perhaps, just perhaps, they might want to pick up the phone and tell President Jonathan Luke Wood that their federal funding has been suspended immediately until he disavows this notion that he wants to eliminate whiteness. I mean, if that happens, I mean, if we were to eliminate whiteness in America, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine what that would do? That would eradicate the country music industry. I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I don't mean to be boastful, but I've been told that, I'm pretty fly for a white guy. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Starnes, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStarnes.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor School Nutrition Program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStarnes.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So the controversy surrounding poor Sydney Sweeney, I feel bad for her. The only thing she's guilty of is being very attractive and being white, but predominantly being very attractive. And that's a big problem in the woke community. You know, they would much rather somebody like American Eagle hire some morbidly obese minority chick who's got purple hair, pronouns unknown, missing a few limbs. They would, for them, that is classic beauty for the left. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's, you know, if that's what turns you on, then so be it. Who am I to judge? So anyway, people are very upset about this. I know there's a Pilates teacher who is just enraged. And here's what this Pilates teacher had to say. Cut one.
If anyone from American Eagle who was involved in the creation of Sydney Sweeney's most recent advertisement booked into my Pilates class, I would give them the hardest exercise class that I was capable of doing on the lightest possible spring load with zero breath cues. And I would make it the toughest exercise class that they'd ever experienced in their lives.
Okay. You be coming to my Pilates class, okay?
Look, the Pilates teacher, and if I could describe this woman for you, she has three chins. So I'm not sure what kind of a Pilates class she's doing, but maybe she ought to take the class. So anyway, you've got all these poor people riled up at poor Sydney Sweeney, and now ESPN. And Parker, I just don't get this. The ESPN is polluted with liberals. They hate women. They hate men. And they have embraced the entire woke agenda, which is why people hate them. They actually hate ESPN.
Yeah, you've really seen that trend over the last few years. And they've kind of tried to market the WNBA because they're kind of a very woke organization. And so you've seen that market go up, but that hasn't really worked out for them at all.
David Dennis Jr., are you familiar with that guy?
I am a little bit, yes.
All right. Here's what he wrote. He goes, I didn't think anything of the Sydney Sweeney ads, but then actual scholars on messaging, eugenics, and fascism explained what was going on. Then, yes, I understood and became pretty mortified because, hey, sometimes it's good to listen to experts.
I think my whole thing with this is, why can't we just accept it as good marketing? It's a great marketing ad. Their stock went up 15 to 18%. That's all it should be.
That's it. That is it in a nutshell. That's it. That's all. I mean, good for them. And here's the thing. If Dylan Mulvaney, and just think about this, going back to Bud Light, if Dylan Mulvaney had turned around Bud Light and they were the number one beer in America, guess what? Dylan Mulvaney would still be the spokes it. He would have been still been the spokes it for Bud Light, right? Because the whole point of having a spokes it or a spokesmodel is to sell stuff. And that brings me to Dunkin' Donuts. And this is brilliant. So, Parker, I know that you've been watching this hit heartthrob movie, TV series, called The Summer I Turned Pretty or Ugly or something. What? The Summer I Turned Ugly? Pretty.
The Summer I Turned Pretty. Now, I have not seen it, but I've heard a lot about it.
You know, your girlfriend has, so I'm fairly certain of this. It's a chick flick. So anyway, this guy, Gavin Casalegno, he's an Italian-American. He's one of the stars, and he's one of the heartthrobs, all right? So Dunkin' Donuts hired this guy to do basically a Sydney Sweeney TV ad. It is brilliant. Let's take a listen to it.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics.
Oh, geez.
I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer, literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged.
Oh, wow. So people are losing their minds. Losing their minds over this. And it's hilarious. But, I mean, you know, what he said is true. A lot of the color of your skin is, in fact, genetics. And some people have really, really, really good tans. And this guy has one of them. So, anyway, people are going bonkers crazy over this. I will say, I guarantee you, Dunkin' Donuts, their numbers are going to be through the roof. Here's the problem, though. I'm not sure Dunkin' Donuts is going to be able to help all the folks wanting to fit into those American Eagle jeans. I'm just saying, you're going to have to pace yourself. You know, lighten up, people. Can we just lighten up? Have a good time? I mean, come on, geez-a-loo. What's wrong with a couple of TV ads featuring, you know, good-looking white people? I mean, come on. Is that going to take us back to the 1860s? Is that going to take us back to 1940s Germany? Really? I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Do you think this Sweeney thing is just nuts? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Friends, I want to tell you about a new movie. It's called Sketch, and it's the latest from our good friends over at Angel Studios, the folks who are committed to bringing faith-based, family-friendly entertainment back to the big screen. Now, this one's a real treat. Sketch is imaginative, heartwarming, and just plain fun. Picture Stranger Things meets Inside Out, only clean, uplifting, and packed with values you can actually feel good about sharing with your kids. It's the story of a little girl whose sketchbook falls into a mysterious pond, and suddenly all her drawings come to life. It's got excitement, a little suspense, and a whole lot of laughs. If you're already a premium Angel Guild member, your two free tickets to Sketch are ready and waiting. If you're not, well, now's the time. Sign up today and see Sketch in theaters starting August 6th. Plus, you'll get access to Angel Studios' entire streaming library, content that reflects your values, honors your faith, and uplifts your family. If you're tired of the junk Hollywood keeps churning out and you're ready to support movies that are wholesome, meaningful, and made with heart, head over to angel.com/starns and become a premium Angel Guild member today. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926, Milwaukee. Our good friend Jerry the Liberal. All right, Jerry, what's on your mind?
You know, I think I've never agreed with you more than right now, and I pretty much never agreed with you before. As you say, I'm a liberal, but I think this whole Sidney Sweeney thing is freaking ridiculous. It's nothing. You know, it's a nice ad. It's a play on words. The people who are that outraged are the far left. And there's a far right wing, you know, and you don't represent everyone in the far right wing. And the far left doesn't represent everyone who's politically left or liberal. This is just nuts. You know, this is not any kind of, like, white supremacy or whatever it is. I mean, I agree with you. This is nothing.
Jerry, people are losing their ever-loving minds over this. I'm really astounded. I will say, though, the New York Times did do a good job here. They've got a guy by the name of John McWhorter, and he wrote an op-ed titled, "Do These Jeans Make My Ad Look Racist?" And he came to the conclusion, this is really just stupid. You know, this is, he actually writes, and he's a black guy. He says, "Are we black Americans really so delicate that we or our fellow travelers should demand that America be ever on lexical tiptoes, shielding us from supposed reminders of a grievous past?"
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that just represents, makes the far left look like that. Like, you would be okay with, like an ad with, like, Beyonce or Rihanna or whatever saying, she has good genes, right? Because she would have good genes.
Well, she did. No, Beyonce did that a couple of years ago. Beyonce did that, and she also culturally appropriated by wearing a blonde wig. I got no problems with that.
Yeah, I have no problem with that either. It's not everyone on the left. I mean, there's people who focus upon this. I don't care about this. You know, I mean, this is absolutely not a signal to white supremacy. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Jerry, I am very proud of you, and I'm not going to ask you any other questions about any other topics. I want to savor this moment. I want to savor this moment of agreement on national radio. By the way, did you have a Farrah Fawcett Major poster when you were growing up there, Jerry?
I mean, I was like 5 or 6 when she was big, so I was a little young for that, but I knew who she was.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a poster. All the, you know, if you're of a certain age, everybody had a Farrah Fawcett Major poster growing up. Charlie's Angels. That was the jam back in the day. All right, Jerry, we shall disagree on another day, but not today, my friend.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry. And it's true, right? I mean, it's so ridiculous. But the liberals have lost their ever-loving minds. And by the way, this is why the liberals are losing elections. This is the reason why, right here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate in Winston-Salem. And Joshua is on the line. Hi, Joshua. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I have always wanted to call in. I try and listen to you every chance I get.
Yes, sir.
I believe in everything that you say. Sorry, I'm a little upset.
Well, that's okay. What's going on? Why are you upset?
My son, my oldest son, just re-upped for 5 more years in the Marine Corps, and he listened to your show, too. To try and protect everything that you say and protect the small amount of people that want to keep the country decent.
Joshua, what's your son's name?
Tristan.
All right. Well, he sounds like a great American patriot. How long has he served in the Marine Corps?
No, he's been in for 5 years. He just re-enlisted for 5 more. He just made staff sergeant. And he actually, I'm going to say something about him. He has a non-medal, which is Navy and Marine Corps medal for valor in a non-combat situation. He actually saved his entire helicopter crew from the helicopter exploding
Is that right? He's a hero.
Yeah, they had a malfunction on the helicopter pad, and he ordered everybody out, and he went and got a hailer system, which is toxic to human beings. He had to put on a mask, and he jumped on top of the helicopter and put it out and stopped the helicopter from exploding.
My goodness, Joshua, wow, you have every reason to be so proud of your son, and to know that he's signing back up 5 more years to serve our great nation, that really says a lot about this young man, and it also says a lot about his upbringing.
Well, he had a hard upbringing, but there was a reason why.
Well, so, you know, we all go through, we all have different roads we have to travel in life. And I never really have figured all that out. But one thing I do know, Joshua, is no matter what that road is, you know, you can end up being in the right place at the end of the journey. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer for some of us to get there. But it certainly sounds like your son is there, and he is really making a difference. And as you just said, saving lives, too.
Well, he told me there's only probably 30% of the right people that are living in and running this country, but he wants to protect that 30%.
Well, God love him for that, Joshua. And I want you to give him, and again, tell us his name one more time.
Tristan Allen.
Tristan. All right. Well, you tell Tristan that he's a great American patriot. And I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm going to send you a signed copy of my most recent book, and we'll sign a copy for your son as well. And we'll send them both to you. And we just, as a way of saying thank you, what a great American family you guys are. And Joshua, we really appreciate you listening to us on WSJS as well. All right. So hang tight, and let's put Joshua on hold. And we'll get his information and get a book out. You can tell that this is a proud dad. I mean, that his, you know, son is serving our nation. The son has already been honored with a medal for saving his crew. And there's so many other families, I have to imagine, that have very similar stories to that. So God bless you for calling in, and we love our military on this radio program. And let me say something. Joshua's right. Without people like his son, we wouldn't be able to do a radio program in this country. Those guys, those gals, they fight every single day for our freedom so that we can get on the air and we can have crazy conversations and we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. And that really means something to me. And so the least that we can do on this program is stand alongside and defend our fighting men and women and our great veterans. And whatever they need, we're going to do our best to make sure they get it. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last. All right, next week, get out your golf clubs. We're going to be hanging out at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. That's happening here in Memphis coming up next week. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting our show there on Thursday and Friday. And if you're over at the championship, come on by, say hello. We're going to be talking a little bit of golf on next week's program and going to be fun. Also, heading up to Knoxville next weekend for the Gun Owners of America convention. So if any of you Second Amendment folks are going to be hanging out, we would love to say hello to you. We'll be doing a book signing. I'm also giving a keynote address. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And would love to be able to say hello to some good folk. Got this note from our friend John Whitmer over in Wichita. By the way, KQAM, the big talker, our awesome affiliate there. And this is stunning. There is a community called there's an organization, rather, called the Hilltop Child Development Center. Are you familiar with that? I'm not familiar with this, but, it's for kids, little kids. And they're announcing the Hilltop Child Development Center and the Center for Sexuality and Gender Diversity are partnering for a drag story hour. They're going to be reading books with the children, local drag artist Rose, and they're going to be passing out stickers after the event. No, Parker, I don't know what the stickers say. I don't think I want to know. I really don't. It's going to be held at the Jayhawk Patio at the Hilltop Playgrounds. This is insane. The books are really inappropriate for children. And we shouldn't be surprised by this. By the way, I thought that we had put a stop to all this stuff, right? I thought President Trump, when he was elected, we put a stop to all this stuff. How are we funding this? What's going on here? That's what I want to know. So we're going to be looking into this. If any of you have any intel, I believe this is in Lawrence, Kansas. Oh, well, that's why. Lawrence, Kansas, home to the university, and they are as liberal as the day is long. Unbelievable. So, John Whitmer, writing on his socials, Hill Topic, the University of Kansas, prides itself on having men cross-dressing while reading stories to children. Well, it's certainly true. It's kind of weird, though, right? Just very odd. So anyway, there you go. This is the story. They're going to be reading things like Bodies Are Cool, My Shadow is Purple. Oh, geez. You know, the thing about this is they're very upfront about it now. They're not trying to hide it. They know exactly what they're doing here, exactly what they're doing. So anyway, if you've got a child in this development center, be aware and be warned, because your child could be exposed to a drag queen. Oh, this is interesting. This is from the Kansas Informer, kansasinfo.com. It turns out that the headline, Superheroes Banned from KU Daycare, but Drag Queen Story Hour gets a thumbs up. Management at the University of Kansas Campus Daycare Center, which bans superhero regalia among its students, planned a Drag Queen Story Hour. This is from last year. An unidentified man who answered the phone accused the Kansas Informer of not being truthful. A post from the Hilltop Child Development Center, their X account, again says the event co-hosted by the Sexuality and Gender Diversity Program. And the name of the story, or rather the drag queen, the drag artist known as Rose. I'm trying to read down through here to understand why they banned superheroes. That makes absolutely no sense. Children love little superhero characters. By the way, I don't know, maybe it's just me, and am I bad to ask this question? Why is it the drag queens never want to read storybooks to elderly people? Why is it always the children? Have you ever wondered that? Right? I mean, because the elderly, many of them can't see. Many of them can't hold a book because of the arthritis. And, they would probably love for somebody to come and read them a book. But it's always the children, for whatever reason. Always, always the children. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So coming up in the next hour, we have some updates from Cincinnati. We'll bring those to you. Also, Senator Chuck Grassley has been giving us some information on this latest declassified Russiagate report. This was the declassified annex of the Durham report, and he says it's absolutely horrifying what Hillary Clinton did, and it's just shocking. A lot of people are just wondering, at what point are people going to be arrested? At what point are we going to start holding people accountable for what they did to Donald Trump? I mean, this is crazy stuff. From Tulsi Gabbard, a whistleblower report reveals how they were threatened by a supervisor to go along with the Obama-directed Russia hoax intelligence assessment, even though they knew it was not credible or accurate. So the whistleblower refused. And Tulsi is actually thanking the whistleblower, saying, thank you for your courage and all those coming forward now, putting their own well-being on the line to defend our democratic republic, ensure the American people know the truth, and hold those responsible accountable. Now, again, the Hillary Clinton stuff, and this is the reporting of the New York Post now. This came out just, right as the show was starting. Hillary Clinton actually approved the plan hatched by her campaign aides to smear Donald Trump with Russia collusion. And it's all in these newly declassified annex reports from Durham. Reading from the Washington, or rather from the New York Post here, Hillary Clinton approved a plan hatched by a top campaign advisor to smear then-candidate Donald Trump with false claims of Russia collusion and distract from her own mounting email scandal during the 2016 campaign. The intelligence came from two memos obtained by the Obama administration in the lead-up to the Clinton-Trump contest and laid out confidential conversations between members of the Democratic National Committee and liberal billionaire George Soros' Open Society Foundations. The plan included raising the theme of Putin's support for Trump and subsequently steering public opinion toward the notion that it needs to equate the Russian leader's political influence campaign with the actual hacking of election infrastructure. And here is directly from the declassified memos, is that Clinton approved the plan proposed by one of her foreign policy advisors, Julianne Smith, to smear Donald Trump by magnifying the scandal tied to the intrusion by the Russian special services in the pre-election process to benefit the Republican candidate. So they all knew going into this that it was all make-believe, that there was nothing at all there. There was nothing there. And they knew that, but they decided to proceed anyway. Somebody's got to go to jail for that. Somebody's got to go to jail. All right, hang tight. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Honored to have you with us today on the show. And, by the way, we're being featured in a lot of the news coverage out of Cincinnati for some of the comments, some of the things that I've said here. So just be warned. Again, I stand by everything I've said. And I think what's happened in Cincinnati is appalling. It's unacceptable. We had Bill Cunningham on my Newsmax TV show this week, and he can't come on noon to three because that's when he's on the air in Cincinnati on WLW. But when Bill described the situation in downtown Cincinnati, it reminded me of the plight facing my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, because the same situation is present in downtown Memphis as is downtown Cincinnati. And Bernie Moreno, the senator, has really been wonderful, just doing a tremendous job bringing attention to this. And just like Memphis, he said, Cincinnati is an amazing and spectacular city. It deserves political leadership that matches the greatness of its citizens. And so does Memphis, by the way. So he is condemning the mayor's weak statement. The mayor finally put out a statement. The police chief is blaming social media, not the lack of almost 200 police officers. The prosecutor is already letting these low-life thugs out on cheap bail. And one city council member is actually blaming the victim. And Senator Moreno posted a photograph of the woman who was knocked out. And it's horrifying. Her face is just completely disfigured. And it's just shameful what happened. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and...
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest is very involved in Republican Party politics here in the Cincinnati area. Adam Kohler joins us. Adam, thank you for coming on the show today.
Todd, thank you for having me. We need to get the word out, and I appreciate everyone who's been fighting for these victims and tell them the story about what's going on in Cincinnati.
Adam, I'm just astounded by the lack of response. And when people are actually responding, I mean, you had the city councilwoman, she ought to be removed from office immediately, saying basically they deserved what they got.
Oh, 100% she said that. And she was proud of it. And she's not backing down from her comments. And you know what the funny thing is? There's another woman here who's considered an activist, born and raised in Chicago. She's been down here. She's pretty annoying. And she said essentially the same thing as Councilwoman Park said. And they celebrated her on the big screen at the Reds game yesterday. And I was at the game, and she pops up, this activist woman. And the timing couldn't have been any worse. And I don't know if the Reds weren't paying attention. They were just tone deaf on it. But they put her picture up there. And there's comments going around the internet of what she said, too, this woman, Iris. And it's absolutely insane. But you have to understand what's happening here in Cincinnati. We have a complete monopoly at the county level and at the city level of liberals. And these aren't just regular run-of-the-mill liberals. These are Marxist progressives that we have in power, the vast majority of them. And there is a network of nonprofits, and I would call them community organizing grifters. I call them poverty pimps, that all have their hands out. They all bring votes. You've got the whole entire structure of government here, which they mainly employ Democrats. So the unions, the teachers' union, they get 30,000 or 40,000 votes, before election day, and that's just the way it is. And people here are afraid. Most of those folks are afraid to vote Republican because they think they're going to lose their jobs, and most of them are unqualified for their jobs. And the government continues to plug these people into government roles. They continue to expand the government. Your audience understands how this works. And they know these people are going to constantly vote Democrat because they come out of the colleges. There's an overproduction of elites, people who essentially are, useless to the private sector. And they just create more jobs for them in the government so that they can have more voters. That's how it works.
So, Adam, we broadcast our national radio show and our Newsmax show from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, born and raised here, and we have the exact same problem you guys have. And again, we're the deadliest city in America right now. We're completely controlled by Democrats, supermajority. And look, I don't know how it is in Cincinnati, but if you're not black or Democrat, you're not getting elected here. And we've got to figure out a way to change that.
That's right. That's right. It's a complete monopoly, and it's disgusting, and it's a cycle, right? It's just like the poverty cycle they keep people in. As long as you're poor and desperate, you're going to vote Democrat. I mean, I was a Democrat when we were kids. I mean, I grew up in a single mom household. My dad wasn't around. He's a drug addict, alcoholic, running around with women. My mom divorced him when we were kids, and we had to grow up in a lot of times in a one bedroom apartment with my mom and my grandma. And we just thought, being poor, that, that's how you voted. You voted Democrat because, the Republicans only cared about the rich. And now when I get older, we built a business, we sold it back in 2015. I continue to build other businesses. I pay taxes. You start to see the system for what it is, and you start to see the Democrats are actually the ones who are hurting people. They're the ones who are keeping people poor. I always say, what motivation do I have as a Republican to keep people poor? There is no motivation. I don't like paying taxes. None of us on the Republican side like paying taxes. If you're poor, I have to support you. I want you to do better. And I own businesses. If you're poor, you can't buy my stuff. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. But on the Democrat side, it makes complete sense. Because if you're poor and you're desperate and they got you locked in this system that you can't get out of, you have no option but to vote for them. And you don't even have to be poor. You could be a government worker. You're still locked into that same system. And it's almost impossible to get out. And it's not just here in Cincinnati. It's in places like Memphis. And I tell people all the time, we're going to be the next Memphis. We're going to be the next Baltimore if things keep going this way. And I pray for cities like Memphis and Baltimore. I pray that those people wake up at some point. But they are locked into this cycle of poverty the Democrats keep them in, and it's almost impossible for them to get out.
And by the way, folks, we've got Adam Kohler on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Cincinnati. WCBM in Baltimore carries this program as well, and we hear it from major urban centers all across America. It is the exact same story. We had Bill Cunningham on the show just the other day, and as he was describing it, I'm like, oh my God, he's not talking about Cincinnati. He's talking about Memphis, Tennessee. But I'm curious, Adam, are you guys in a situation where they're giving out, the city council is giving out what, you know, these grants to these NGOs, because basically they're taking our tax money and they're funding these far left organizations.
They're funding individual people as well. So these activists, they get paid through a network of NGOs. It's not that they're necessarily getting paid directly, unless they're city council members. I mean, some of these activist people, these people who honestly hate conservatives and hate what you stand for, and they're Marxists. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. They're Marxist people. They actually get elected. My tax dollars are going to pay these anti-American, anti-Western values people who only support other people who have those same values. My tax dollars are paying for them to sit on city council member. This Parks lady's one of them. And this Iris lady, she's, you know, that they celebrate at a Reds game, for God's sake. She's getting paid through the nonprofits. We have such a crime problem in downtown Cincinnati right now. The statistics are outrageous. I think there was 900-something incidents downtown so far this year, which is, I think, 30 or 40% up from the previous year. And they send her to go live in the neighborhood. Just to go live in the neighborhood. They pay her $100,000 a year, you know, go talk to the kids and things like that. When has that ever worked? You know what does work? Incarceration. Incarceration works. Holding the parents of these kids accountable. That works. There are tried and true ways to bring down crime. Giuliani knew it in New York, and it worked. Now they're about to elect a communist who's just going to bring all the same things back that New York worked so hard to fight against. That kind of stuff continues to happen in these cities, but what do? They keep paying these activist people, their friends, to try new things. They play around with my safety, with your safety in cities like Memphis and cities like Cincinnati, because they come out of these liberal schools and they think they figured something out. They figured out some new way of policing. They figured out some new way. Get rid of the cops and send social workers. That's what they want, because they're friends with the social workers.
Adam, how do we fix it? What's the first step to fixing all this?
You got to get these liberals out of here. You know what? Cincinnati fixes it. For some reason, I always felt like something like this was going to happen here, and it was going to go national. And it's gone international at this point. You have to bring light to what's going on. And the DOJ is now going to investigate the situation in Cincinnati. But it can't just be that situation. It needs to go deeper. We need to dig into the rot. We need to doge Cincinnati. And use my city as an example. Get in here. Doge it. Get rid of these people. Expose the fraud. Expose the corruption. And then take that model, do the same thing in Memphis, do the same thing in Chicago, do the same thing in Detroit, do the same thing in Baltimore. It needs to happen across the country. And we've got the federal government. We've got the judicial system on our side. We've got Ohio is a red state. We've got Vivek Ramaswamy is from Cincinnati. J.D. Vance is from Cincinnati. These people are in power. They can come here. They know what's happening. We need to expose it here, and then you could use that as a model and go to the other cities and fight these people.
I love this idea. And again, it's a solution, and it's something that we can all be working towards. Real quick, before we let you go, Adam, I'm curious about this police chief. She's insane. I understand she's in trouble, though. She's been accused of discriminating against white men. Is that right?
Well, I mean, she's a DEI hire, right? All these people hate us. They hate, if you're Christian, they don't like you. the foundations of Marxism and communism, they want to get rid of religion. They want government to be your only solution. She's part of this corrupt, I don't even know what, cabal of communists that are here in our government structure. And it's not just her. You know what? She made some silly comments and started blaming social media and doing all this, you know, standing in front of people. She's just a puppet. That's all she is. She's incompetent. And Corey Bowman, who's running for mayor right now, who we pray, everybody, tonight, pray to God that he gets elected mayor in November and keep praying until the election. But he calls it trickle-down incompetence. And it starts at the mayor's level. The mayor is a problem. He brought in this city manager, who's essentially the CEO of the city. The woman went bankrupt. And she's
wow.
your city manager, making almost $300,000 a year. And she's the one who brought in the police chief. And it's insane. The people who do want to fight crime, they get pushed to the back. And that's why they're suing her right now.
Good.
Because the people that actually want to do something, she's making sure they don't get into positions of power.
All right. Adam, we got to leave it there. I am super late for a break, but we're going to get you back on, and we're with you. We've got to save our city. Cincinnati's a great town.
Yes.
I don't know why you guys put chili on your spaghetti, but we can have that debate another time. But it's otherwise, it's a fine time.
Town.
But right. Anyway, hang in there, and we're going to get you back on soon. Thanks a lot now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Adam Kohler, who is a great, great politician there in the Cincinnati area, ran for the county commission and didn't quite win. And the reason, well, he lost, but so he did. Yes, he did not win. But to his point, you know, it's hard. And the same thing here in Memphis. If you're not black and you're not a Democrat, you're not getting elected. I mean, that's the reality of it. And we've got to change that mindset. And it can be changed. It's going to take time and it's going to take a lot of hard work, but we've got to do it because as he described it, you know, he said they've got a lot of poverty pimps in, you know, in Cincinnati. We've elected those poverty pimps to office in Memphis, Tennessee, and it is not good. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
He's a man of his word, Todd Starnes.
There's an interesting piece over on Mediaite. This is the headline. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. As you know, we occupied the space once held by the late, great Rush Limbaugh, El Rushbo. And here is the headline from Mediaite. Megyn Kelly is the new Rush Limbaugh and the prototype for the future of political media. And so the question is, do you really believe that Megyn Kelly is the next Rush Limbaugh? Mediaite seems to think that she is. They say that she doesn't have the cartoonish bombast or the AM radio nostalgia, but she has built something just as potent, a smarter-than-you'd-expect, snarky, self-produced daily show that combines cultural combat, media skepticism, and a reliable dose of red meat with a polish few in the space can match. The Megyn Kelly Show draws over 1 million podcast downloads a week, 3.7 million YouTube subscribers, and generates an estimated $25 million annual. It is a lean, nimble machine That's become required daily listening for millions of conservatives, especially those craving something smarter than partisan screaming. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we do not scream on this program. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Do you agree with that assessment that Megyn Kelly is actually the new Rush Limbaugh? I find this fascinating because we hear a lot of people talking about how so-and-so is the next Rush Limbaugh. I've always dismissed those things because I never wanted to be the next Rush Limbaugh. I have no desire to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And the reason why is because Rush Limbaugh was Rush Limbaugh. There's never going to be another Rush Limbaugh in my estimation. And I'd much rather be Todd Starnes than Rush Limbaugh. But a lot of people truly believe they are the heir apparent. And I'm not sure there really is one, to be honest with you. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. 901-260-5926. Do you believe Megyn Kelly is the heir apparent of Rush Limbaugh, the new Rush Limbaugh? That's 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be checking in with Luke Symbol, who is over at the Young Republican National Convention in Nashville. Also, we're going to be talking in the last hour of the show. We're going to be talking to the congressman who was attacked at his home with a coffin. So he'll be calling in from Wisconsin. All right, hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, let's go to East Memphis. David is listening to us on KWAM. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
I just want to comment about the Rush Limbaugh thing you said there at the end. The KBKA, first radio station in the country, founded in 1920s. That means radio had been around about 100 years when he died, commercial radio, and he was on top for 30 years of it. Show me, that's like Coca-Cola, man. There's nobody been on top that long in pretty much any other industry. I mean, go find me that. Not even New York Yankees could say that. I mean, come on now. 30 years, a third of the time since the thing began, he was on top. And he did it with humor, and that's what's missing. You incorporate that, you know, a little bit, but I'm saying there's all these guys that are trying to get to replace him. Just sitting there having a longer news show is not Rush Limbaugh. The man could put humor in there. He that was, to me, what made the big difference. The two guys we got trying to replace him now, sitting there reading or having your opinion about stuff, they're missing the boat on what made him so great. He would get you laughing. You could be angry and about whatever the topic was, and you'd be laughing about it and at the liberals, you know, 5 minutes later, and created a whole, you know, like Paul Shanklin, he created that man's career. I mean, he did a lot of stuff with the humor.
One of the greatest compliments I ever got was the day that Paul Shanklin called me and said, you know, out of all the shows that are noon to three Eastern now, yours reminds me of what Rush used to do. And for me, that was a great compliment. And we love, you know, Paul does a lot of the parody bits, you know, actually does all of our parody bits for us. And, you know, but again, we're not, you know, I mean, all these people trying to be the next Rush Limbaugh, you know what? Be yourself.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And that's what I'm saying. You're not going to replace him. And that's the thing is, like, your show's great and I love it, but I think, because you do incorporate some humor in and some things that you know, it is a serious discussion that we're talking about.
Oh, sure. Time,
but you got to look at the stupidity of it sometimes and laugh at it. And he was great at that. I mean, that was what made him different. But anyway, that's my thoughts. They're worth what you paid for them, but I appreciate it.
Well, they are, David. And thank you for listening to my show. And thank you for listening to KWAM in Memphis. 901-260-5926 is our number. Let's go to John in North Carolina. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Second time, long time. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Well, you know, what David said with humor, I think Megyn Kelly touched a little bit when she was the moderator in that debate and asked the question, and President Trump responded only Rosie O'Donnell.
I remember that, yes.
And to keep in that mindset, if Rush was ever honored to be a moderator on a presidential debate, I don't think he would ever pose a question like that or anywhere near that. It's a pleasure listening to you every day and the time slot. It's an honor, I would think, for you to have that time slot. No one will replace Rush. I was born in New Jersey. I was a Democrat my whole life, until I saw what the Democrat Party was turning into, and they left me, many years ago. And I listened to Rush as many years as a Democrat as I did a Republican, so that's a testimony to his way of talking to everybody. But you do touch on many of things, and you bring a lot to the table yourself that Rush didn't, and it's an honor to be able to talk to you and listen to you. Thank you so much.
Well, John, thank you, and hope things are... I said Buford, and I meant to say Beaufort. I've been to Buford, which is in South Carolina, and again, a lot of people don't realize that Beaufort is in North Carolina. Buford's in South Carolina.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're 100% correct. And Todd, again, we really appreciate you out here, and you bring a lot of light to us. Thank you.
John, thank you. Thank you for that, those kind words, and we thank you for listening to us. And let me say this, and we've got to go to Luke Symbol, and I will say this. I take it very seriously. I knew what I was getting into when back years ago, when Fox said, okay, we're going to give you the choice. You can either go noon to 3 Eastern or 3 to 6. And I said, I want to go noon to 3. And the reason why was there are a lot of stations, there are a lot of talk radio stations that are not able, they were not able to carry Rush Limbaugh back in the day. And the reason why is because Rush was on a competing station. And I really felt like those other stations needed to have a good product, a good show that they could carry. And that's what we did. And, you know, it's a different world now because iHeart and Cumulus, they have their own guys. So there's never going to be another Rush Limbaugh of that magnitude. And the reason why is because of the corporatization of talk radio. And those guys, iHeart and Cumulus, they don't want another Rush Limbaugh. They really don't. And I'll explain that another day. But all that to say, you know, it is an honor to be able to broadcast noon to 3 Eastern, and we do have a good time, and we do share some good laughs together. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Luke Symbol is standing by at the Republican National Convention. And Luke, I've got to ask you, is the raging debate about American Eagle jeans, are you seeing a lot of people wearing American Eagle jeans?
You know, Todd, I'm seeing a lot of young people in American Eagle jeans, and I'm seeing a lot of really attractive young women. There has been a big shift in the young Republicans across the country, where you are seeing tons of young people in their 20s and 30s come out to support the Republican Party, want to get involved. At this Young Republican National Convention in Nashville, there are over 1,000 young Republicans from across the country, and it's the largest convention since 1980, when Ronald Reagan was running for president. And we saw a big sweep of young people in college and young professionals move to the Republican Party in the early 1980s. And I think we're seeing the same thing happening right now. This is really exciting. We are getting trained on how to go back to our prospective state or respective states and to get involved, start running campaigns, start winning elections for local Republicans, all the way up to holding the White House in 3 years. We are really, really having a great time, and it's a pleasure to be on with you. I know you're a big supporter of young Republicans, and you hire a lot of them, so appreciate all you do for us, too.
Well, we do what we can. So I want to be clear. So you said there's a ton of good-looking women, because when the Democrats held their little gathering, there was just tonnage, I think is the appropriate word, tonnage. So
at the front of every liberal parade is an ugly, fat woman. At the Young Republican National Convention, you have a lot of really good looking young men and women young professionals who are just, we're having a great time. I don't know if you remember, Todd, after Trump won the election and at his inauguration, New York Magazine had a front page of their magazine called something like The Cruel Winners or something, where it was basically deriding young Republicans who were good looking at the inauguration ball in their gowns, in their tuxes, having a great time, and basically saying, oh no, trying to say bad things about young Republicans who happen to be attractive. Well, we are embracing it here this weekend in Nashville. We have over 1,000 of us here. We're having a great time. We're going to go hit up Broadway tonight. And, you know, it's going to be fun. And not only that, we're being trained, like I said, to go back to our respective states and to start running these Republican elections so that we can continue winning elections in the future. We're going to ride the wave. We're riding the momentum, and we're going to use it to propel us forward.
Luke Symbol joining us from the Young Republicans National Convention in Nashville. And I'm curious about the mood. Is there an excitement? Is there enthusiasm about what's been happening in the country over the past? I mean, a lot of people have been struggling trying to find jobs. I'm just curious, what's the mood?
The mood is positive. I think we are seeing a change. You know, like you were saying, the economy has been tough, but we're starting to see things moving. That GDP report earlier this week that was much more positive than expected. We're starting to see the Trump administration's policies finally coming into effect. People are positive. And something else that I really appreciate, I got involved in the Young Republicans maybe 4 to 6 years ago. The Young Republicans are much more MAGA now. There was just a big busload of hats being dropped off, Make America Great Again hats. People just went nuts for them. There really is an American first tenor throughout the Young Republican National Convention this week that is encouraging. I think it mirrors the pulse of the country and people. The Donald Trump's message that started back in 2015 is really resonating. And 10 years later, it has taken over the Republican Party. And we're going to keep pushing it forward and saying, no, it is time to focus on Americans first before the rest of the world.
All right. Luke Symbol, we're going to leave it there. You got to bring me back a souvenir, though. I was thinking about heading over there, but I'm stuck here in Memphis, so you got to bring back a nice souvenir.
I'll bring you back something from the Young Republican National Convention. Thanks so much.
All right, sounds good. All right, Luke Symbol, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and normally he is in studio, but today, for the next couple of days, they're going to be in downtown Nashville for the big, big Republican convention there. So lots of excitement as we start to see what I think could be a major and permanent shift, at least generationally speaking, where so many young people, there was a survey out, I was talking about this earlier today, there's a survey out showing that men in America are overwhelmingly embracing the Republican Party and the Republican messaging. And I am not surprised by this at all, because the Democrats for years have been ridiculing men. They've been blasting men for a toxic masculinity. And there's been an effort for the past couple of generations, I would say, to actually feminize men. And the reality is that by and large, men in America don't want to wear skirts. I'm just telling you, they do not want to wear skirts or pantyhose. Just saying, they ride up from what I hear. All right, 901-260-5926 if you want to weigh in on the that story or the reporting out of Mediaite declaring that Megyn Kelly is the new Rush Limbaugh for America. Agree or disagree, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, going to have a jam-packed show on Newsmax. Newsmax, by the way, going public on the New York Stock Exchange, and millions of people just like you are now joining our news revolution. We are the fourth highest-rated cable news channel and climbing. Soon, we will surpass CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Takes 30 seconds. Get the free Newsmax app and also check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. You can go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com.
Making radio great again. The Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. And we are having a great, great time. I got to tell you, we have some of the most incredible affiliates out there. And one of my favorites, well, I can't tell you what my favorite is. I don't have favorites. It's kind of like when you're a parent and you have kids. You know, you love all your kids the same, right? But don't, you kind of sort of have favorites, I guess. Is that allowed in parenting? Parker, are you the favorite child in your family?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I feel like this is how it should be with parents. It kind of depends on the day.
Oh, well, that could be.
Depending on how this one's behaving, maybe the other one can be the favorite.
Fair enough. Spread the love around. Okay, that makes sense. All that to say, we have some pretty awesome affiliates, and we're getting ready in the fall. We're lining up some other book tour locations, so I know we've had some conversations. For example, Houston, Patriot Talk 920, we're working on an idea to come to Houston and do a book event. And also in Gainesville, Georgia, we're looking at doing something, for example. So we are, but we are working with a lot of our affiliates to try to come into town and to do something. And we'll keep you updated on those events. But I do want to encourage you to check out my new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, co-written with my dear friend Michelle Cox. We had a lot of fun writing this book, and the reviews have been actually really, really good. The political books, the political books are a very different animal, a very different beast. But there are not a lot of people in the conservative talk radio world that actually try to write devotion books. I'll just say that. So for us to be able to do a book like this, you know, it's one of these, we call them evergreen projects. And some of our biggest book sales actually come from the specialty shops, you know, the little ladies' stores, you know. And I'm not saying there's a ladies' book, but ladies love our devotion books. The Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw, people love that thing. And Star Spangled Blessings Devotions for Patriots, we're getting that same sort of enthusiasm, which is pretty darn fun. But anyway, wanted to share some of the reviews coming in, and I want you to get a copy of this. But here's the deal. I also want you to buy a copy for your local church library. I actually did that, and I donated a copy. We also have a shut-in ministry at our church, and so I donated some copies for our shut-in ministry so that folks can read it who might not be able to get out to church, or maybe they can't go down to Barnes & Noble. Here's what one reviewer said. A humbling book about some of our great Americans and their faith. Anyone who is a patriot will love this book. Another, Cindy writing in on Amazon, gave us a 5-star review. So did Mama B. She gave us a 5-star review. She said, a wonderfully and beautifully written devotional book, perfect for home and any other time you have to give the devotional. You'll want to read this book more than once. And, you know, we've actually heard that, that people, they just, instead of doing a day by day, they just read the whole thing. And by the way, there are also great recipes in this thing, and I want you to try the recipes. You're going to love them. It's pretty amazing. Here's what Allison wrote. Ordered this book for my mom. She is really enjoying it and bought more for her friends. She is very patriotic, so she really liked the theme of this book. Sounds like it's a mix of stories, recipes, etc. So thank you, Allison, for buying a copy for your mom. Here is another one, Mountain Chick. I think I like this. Excellent book. I was gifted a copy and have since, in less than a week, bought 7 more copies to share. Oh, yeah, I like Mountain Chick. Thank you, Mountain Chick. This isn't for sissies. It's very convicting. The prayers are superb, and so much is packed in each word that's chosen. The Yankee Doodles really are dandies. Clever Mountain Chick. And if you want to be challenged, then buy this book. It's amazing how much thought will come from just reading each chapter, which is only a few pages. Highly recommended. Well, thank you for that. All right, so I would encourage you to go to Amazon, get yourself a copy or two. If you like the audiobooks, I actually am the narrator, so I think I did a pretty decent job. So you can get yourself an audio copy, and of course, it's also on Kindle. But I got to tell you, folks, if you're watching us on Rumble or YouTube or Facebook, you're going to want to get a hardcover copy. It's a beautiful little book. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us. Now broadcasting on more than 160 radio stations around our great nation. Welcome to you all. And we have a lot going on this hour of the program. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be speaking to the congressman whose home was attacked in Wisconsin. You had these far-left protesters leaving a coffin on the poor guy's front doorstep. Unbelievable. Earlier in the show, we were talking about this Mediaite piece where they name Megyn Kelly as the next Rush Limbaugh. And that certainly generated a lot of conversation, a lot of calls. We had a caller holding over, so real quick, let's go to Bill calling from Chappaqua, New York. Bill.
Todd, this is Bill Clinton, and I was listening to your show, and I just want you to know that, in all seriousness, I know Megyn Kelly. I've seen her on TV, and you, sir, are no Megyn Kelly.
Real what?
She's hot.
I don't think that was funny, Mr. President. I don't think that was funny. What, Parker? Are you yanking my chain here? Was that really William Jefferson Clinton? It kind of sounded like him.
100%.
It did. I may not be classically beautiful, but you know, I'm not like butt ugly. I mean, come on. All right. There you go. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. You know, one of the sources that I go to every day for news, and I'm always anxious to see what they're up to, are the good people over at National File. They do such incredible work, and we're honored to have with us today the founder and the publisher of National File, Noel Fritsch, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Noel, good to have you with us.
Hey, Todd, I think you should be in the running there for the Rush contest, especially now Bongino's in the government and you got Buck and Clay over there on the 12 noon time slot on the EIG. In my personal opinion, you're doing way better than Buck and Clay. Buck works for the CIA. We can't have Mockingbird Media be the replacement for Rush. Come on.
Noel, you just became my favorite person in the world. And I like Clay and Buck. They're good guys. And I appreciate, you know, what they do. I've known Buck for years. And of course, Clay is a fellow Tennessean. But he's hanging out up in Nash, Vegas. We try not to go up there too terribly often. But, you know, the reality is, Noel, and this has been a big problem in just radio in general. Everybody thinks they are the next Rush Limbaugh, as opposed to just focusing on the fact that they ought to be themselves on the radio.
Well, there is something to trying to fill those shoes. Look, I grew up listening to Rush. Thank God my dad inoculated me against the liberal indoctrination that I got at UNC Chapel Hill, which I call Berkeley East. Rush is a genius, and he brought a lot of the various facets of and disparate sort of pieces of the picture together to paint just a really clear picture for the folks about what exactly is going on. And you and I both know there are a lot of currents under and behind and beneath and between everything that happens in conservative media. And
Rush was one of those guys that he just didn't give a fig about those currents. He was going to tell the truth no matter what. And I think nobody can make the claim to begin to replace Rush until they start to sort of dispense with some of our sacred cows that we've got in the conservative media space. And that's what we try to do at National File. Although we fall far short of Rush's standard, we're trying hard.
You do it very well, and the journalism is spot on. And folks, nationalfile.com should be bookmarked in your browser, and you should be checking them out every single day. You know, Noel, going back to again, you know, creating this space in the internet, in the interwebs, as Rush used to say. What was it that compelled you to create National File?
So I was doing, conservative Tea Party politics, Ron Paul sort of Christian conservative politics. After I spent a decade teaching, I got into the conservative wing of politics, and I saw the clear need for it as the blogosphere was starting to professionalize. So we were like an upstart kind of a Breitbart that was, I dare say, going even a little bit harder at the sacred cows like the party establishment than guys like Breitbart and Daily Caller were. And there's still a big, big need for that in the space, especially over the last 5, 6, 7 years, as what I call fake MAGA has flooded the zone, massively proliferated conservative media. And as we look toward the next years and getting, I dare say, it past Trump, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean purely temporally. There are going to be lots of claims to the throne about who's the bee's knees in conservative media. And, it's going to be all the more important for there to be voices speaking out and actually speaking, truth to power, as opposed to some of the other, radio barkers that are out there that you and I both know do not speak truth to power.
No, that they don't. And look, for me, and I was, you know, when you go back and look at my history, you know, I was a Ted Cruz guy originally, and, you know, Mike Huckabee, who's a dear friend. But I jumped on board the Trump train a little late in 2016, but never got off. And it really troubles me. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that the danger we're in now is there are so many grifters. People who claim to be America first that are not America first. And a lot of those people are now inside the administration, and they're working against the president's agenda. And Noel, I think this is the last chance we've got to get this right and to undo a lot of the damage that's been done in this country.
And they are really good at co-opting the incoming administration. Look, and I know one of the things that maybe we can talk about is this guy, Michael Whatley, in North Carolina. Well, we're going to be breaking some news having to do with Whatley. Whatley was really up for nothing. He was very solidly in the Tom Tillis camp from the beginning in 2016. Whatley is one of the main reasons, along with some others, but a very big reason that the first administration did not go as everybody wanted it to in 2017 and 2018. Okay, there were a lot of really original Trump loyalists who were frozen out of the administration for years because Tillis elevated Whatley into a position where he was one of those who was able to gatekeep. And this question of gatekeeping is something that's just very important that needs a lot of scrutiny. That continues into this second administration. In that first administration, Kasich's people, Boehner's people, all of these long-term Republican establishment hacks were elevated, unfortunately, sadly, by the Heritage Foundation into a position of gatekeeping and keeping good things and good people from getting into the administration and happening. And that's what we're looking at again with Mr. Whatley. Whatley has had his nose firmly ensconced up the posterior of Mr. Trump for nigh on a decade now. But behind closed doors, he doesn't do a thing to help advance the America First agenda. In fact, the opposite. Tillis is known very widely as one of the most rabid anti-Trump senators that there are, Republican senators that there is. Famously, in May, fought against the nomination of Ed Martin to be the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. And Ed Martin's a great guy.
I can't think of anybody
better that we could have had. And then just the last week, Tillis did it again. He torpedoed another one of Trump's appointees who would have helped make America great again in Paul Ingrassia. That's over at The Hill. I think The Hill reported it. And so Tillis is just openly fighting against the America First agenda. And Whatley is Tillis's guy, period, end of story, down here in North Carolina. And these senators, guys like Tillis and guys like Lindsey Graham, they're not saying a word. But they're holding Trump hostage behind closed doors, saying, hey, you better give me your endorsement and all your help, or else I'm not going to give you anything you want inside of the Capitol. And does his part of the bargain, and every time these lying traitors stab Trump straight, not in the back, they stab him in the gut looking at him.
It's just unacceptable. And again, the issue and the concern, Noel, is not that, okay, everybody's going to go and vote Democrat in the midterms, is that people are not going to go and vote because they're so demoralized and disgusted with what the Republicans are doing on Capitol Hill. And that is a grave concern I have, which, again, when you look at the Senate blocking a lot of these Trump appointments, the majority leader, John Thune, was at one point going to concoct this idea where they're really not going to go on recess. They're just going to go on vacation a couple of days and block Trump from doing any recess appointments at all. And you wonder what the heck is going on up there.
Well, it's the swamp. And they are the swamp, guys like Thune. And we went through this with the vote for Thune for a leader, right? We had a big debate, and Thune won. And unfortunately, there wasn't an outsider who Ron Johnson made a little bit of noise, I think. But it was between Rick Scott and Thune, and those two guys are birds of a feather. And so here you go. You've got the swamp. They're locking arms. They're closing rank. And they're saying, hey, screw you, buddy. We'll just wait you out. Because we can do nothing and sit here. See, people forget the most powerful force in politics is not, you know, sex or money or power or whatever. It is inertia. They just have to sit there and do nothing. And it's really hard to gain a bunch of momentum, a vector force in one direction to make a bunch of those senators move off their mark, Todd. And so and that is, looping back to the media conversation, most of the media out there in the space is designed to essentially send all of our good people off in different directions so that they cannot get their will amassed in one direction to apply a proper force vector onto one big thing at a time so that we can get some big ticket items done and accomplished so that we can actually fix this mess.
Wow. All right. Noel, we're going to have to leave it there. So we are super late for a break, but we just so appreciate the great work you guys are doing at National File. And folks, they've broken so many stories from the Ashley Biden diary to Governor Ralph Northam and the Klan Hood story scandal, just insane stories. And they have been at the forefront of all of these, which is why you need to go and bookmark their website right now, nationalfile.com. Noel, we'd love to get you back on down the road.
Hey, anytime, Todd. You're great.
All right, great man right there, ladies and gentlemen, the founder and publisher of National File, nationalfile.com, by the way, the website. Noel Fritch joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. All right, we do have to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Parker, I have a question for you. Are you a big IHOP guy? Have you been to the International House of Pancakes?
I have. I tend to lead more to Waffle House, though.
Oh, really? So you're a Waffle House guy.
I am. I feel like that's a big college thing. A lot of midnight Waffle House runs have happened.
Got to do that.
Got to.
You got to get the scattered, covered, and smothered.
The All-Star Special, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what's the All-Star Special?
It's like the biggest combo you could think of. It's like bacon, eggs, hash browns, waffle, the whole shebang.
And you got to eat it like at midnight and then go to bed.
Yeah.
It
really sits great.
Yeah, I bet it does. I bet it. Oh, to have a 22-year-old digestive system again. You know, I'm a big fan, and I'm going to tell you exactly where you need to go. This is on the – do you take 22 over to school in Alabama? All right, so you know there's not a lot of choices there once you get past, what, Tupelo.
You get past there, it's a nothing drive. No, it is. An hour and a half.
You better fill up your gas tank or you're going to be walking a long time. So there's one spot, and it's before you get to the one where there's the Cracker Barrel. It's the Huddle House. That's actually a really great – Huddle House is a pretty good joint.
Really?
They got a great burger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, they don't have the hash browns, you know, so if you're doing that, you got to go to Waffle House. But anyway, IHOP, which, by the way, I didn't realize there's also a church by the same name as the International House of Prayer. And I'm surprised. It seems to me there would be a copyright infringement, but whatever. So here we go. IHOP is now selling a $100 pancake stack. $100. This is from Food and Wine magazine. I never thought Food and Wine would be covering IHOP, but, you know, what can I say? So, Parker, get this. It's a limited edition Dubai chocolate pancake, and they're going to make them available at three locations, New York City, Los Angeles, and Austin, Texas, with only 500 stacks available per city. So these are pretty exclusive. So here's what will be in the $100 pancakes. And I'm curious if any of you would eat a $100 pancake. And does this sound like a $100 pancake? You've got buttermilk pancakes. Okay, that's a good start. Pistachio cream. Ugh. You've got hazelnut spread, chocolate shavings, and the luxe version is topped with a full chocolate bar and an edible 24-karat gold shavings. Interesting.
It's really interesting. I just looked up and found a picture of it. It doesn't look like you're... It's a really weird color look with the pistachio and the chocolate. I'm sure it would taste great. I don't know how the pistachio and the chocolate bar would look. It almost looks like a Reese's bar that they cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
As a topping.
It's not very attractive.
No.
It's called the Dubai Chocolate Pancakes. And there is a limited time only, and only 500 pancakes, again, available. And there you go. So, by the way, Food and Wine, they sent a reporter down to do a taste test, and they loved them. They said they were just as decadent as you might imagine. May I just say, I'm old school. When it comes to, I'm a purist. I don't want anything on my pancakes except the beautiful, lovely Mrs. Butterworth. Or give me some Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth. Hello, ladies. Anyway, I don't know. Some people love the gold flakes. It's kind of weird to me. I guess the question is, do you want to poop gold flakes? I mean, that's ultimately the big question.
It's really just for decoration, which is a weird thing. Like, you're paying for the decoration of the food, not the flavor.
That is true. That is true. Because I don't think it adds anything to it. When you scroll down, I guess they melt the chocolate bar and it looks disgusting because you've got the green from the pistachio. You know, you're looking.
I just found that picture. Yeah, even worse.
That's disgusting. Looks like someone had an accident on the pancakes.
I don't think I want to eat the rest of
the
day looking at that.
It's disgusting. So anyway, I'm curious if any of you have had or been able to try the IHOP Dubai chocolate pancakes. But give us a call, 901-260-5926. We're going to get to Miss Patty in just a second after the break. We'll have to ask her, would she spend $100? I bet Miss Patty would do that. She would splurge a little gold leaf there.
That's a great treat, you know.
Mm-hmm, indeed. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Maybe not a donut like that. Okay, Gibson's. All right, real quick, let's go to Patty, WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. And Patty, I understand you have some good news to share.
Well, you're the first people. I love you. And Well, first of all, I'm not doing too good with the cancer thing. It's spread, Todd, okay?
Well, Patty, I am sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm still going to, I'll be okay. Believe me.
Okay.
But God works in mysterious ways. I hear last night, that's why I want to share this with you and your audience if they're, you know, whoever cares. Yeah, I know you do. And I'm going to become a great grandmother.
Patty, congratulations. This is terrific news.
So, you know what? God works, does he not work in mysterious ways, Todd?
Well, he does. He works in ways that I don't understand. But it's what wonderful news. How many grandkids do you have, Patty?
I have a young boy, Jane's 19, and my granddaughter who's having the baby is 26.
Wow, congratulations, Patty. I am so excited for you.
Okay, well, and you're the first people that heard this. I heard this last night, but Monday I get the bad news that's saying that it's spread. But then I get the news that I'm going to be a great grandmother. So, see what I mean?
Patty, it's wonderful news, and I can tell you this. We're going to be praying for you, and, you know, God does work, and I think God hears the prayers of about 5 million people that listen to this program around the nation, and we're celebrating with you the wonderful news, and I can promise you, Patty, we're going to be praying for you as well. Patty, I hate to do this, but I've got to skedaddle, but thank you for calling in, as always. And Patty is one of our regulars, and that's one of the things we love on this radio program. We pick up regulars from all over the nation, and I know many of you are going to commit to praying for Miss Patty. She is a firecracker. All right. Earlier in the show, we told you about this horrible, horrible story out of Wisconsin. And on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we are honored to have Congressman Brian Stile with us. And Congressman, first of all, thank you for joining the program. I am just stunned by what happened at your home the other day.
Well, thanks for having me on. You know, you get to a point and almost nothing from the radical left stuns me anymore. But this is all about really just continuing with our work, not being afraid, and making sure that we do everything we can to get this country back on track.
Have you been getting threats over, you know, since Inauguration Day?
You know, I've been in office now for just over 6 years. And what I have seen this time and again is those on the left not coming forward with ideas or suggestions, but rather protests. And in this case, a group of individuals coming to my personal residence with a coffin and an upside down American flag showing the distress, really, of their lack of ideas. And this should be a country of ideas. And instead, what we see is radicalization on the left. Rather than coming forward with ideas, we hear screams, we hear, you know, attempts to try to stop us driving forward the agenda. But it's really just a broader statement, I think, of where the Democratic Party has gone to.
And Congressman, just to be clear, our understanding is that there were actual some former leaders within the local Democrat Party in that group. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we've identified a handful of local Democratic leaders and activists. These are known individuals in the broader area, and it's really frustrating that this is what Democratic leadership has come to, that these are the folks that are at the front and the leading the Democratic Party. It really just shows you the lack of ideas and suggestions that they have in a period of time where so much work needs to be done to turn our country around.
So my understanding is they came onto your private property. Is that right? Can you explain to us what happened?
Yeah, it's kind of a bizarre event. You know, on my official offices will get protested by some of these individuals on occasion, but they made a decision to come to my private residence. It was maybe a group of a few dozen folks who then walked around the property, came up on the porch, walked through the yard, took photos. But really, the center of this protest was these individuals placing a coffin on my front porch at my front door at my personal residence. I mean, this is the kind of behavior that nobody wants to see in this country. And I think it's really disappointing that this is where the leadership of the Democratic Party is driving their members to.
Is it? And again, I get it. You know, you may know some of these people. But the reality is they broke the law. You know, they trespassed on your property. Are you going to be filing any charges against them?
Well, I'm of the view there needs to be accountability for people that engage in this type of behavior. I'll look to the law enforcement officials to decide if they're going to file charges or not. But this is, I think, just broadly as a society, this is where we just have to say, look, we need people to follow the rules, follow the laws, and actually have a conversation about the policies rather than allow this type of behavior and rhetoric to get in the way. It's why so many people choose not to get into elected office. It's why it's hard in my home state of Wisconsin to find people that are willing to run for school board and city councils. The places where we need some of the best and brightest people from our community to step up, and it's these types of actions that are deterring that. Ultimately, law enforcement will make the decision as to whether or not they're going to move forward. It's not really my concern per se. It's more of just the disgust and the disappointment that these are the type of tactics that individuals are engaged in.
No, I'm with you. And again, you know, you always, you know, I think conservatives, we always err on the side of compassion and sympathy. But the reality is the rhetoric has gotten so dangerous. You just don't know what people are capable of doing. And I think that we have to address every single one of these issues moving forward as if it was a real legitimate threat.
Yeah, we are in an environment where there are those on the radical left that see violence as an option. There's no role for violence in our political system. And it's one of the challenges that we see. We see the rhetoric, in particular about the legislation that passed the House and the Senate is now signed into law. Things are getting our country back on track, yet you see those on the radical left, the leadership in the House of Representatives, who are making false statements and riling people up rather than explaining to them about what we're doing to try to restore sanity in this country, about why it's important to enforce the border or get spending under control or put in place work requirements. And it's the misleading nature of a lot of the statements of those on the left that are really ginning up this type of behavior. And we see it both in the leadership of the party, but we also see a lot of other people who are fall into line, if you will, and engage in this type of ridiculous behavior.
Well, Congressman, we're glad, you know, you're okay. And again, it's sorry you're having to go through this, but I think a lot of Republicans are, and I think you're handling it the right way.
Well, I appreciate that. I know there's a lot of people out there that pray for elected leaders. This is a period of time where we need to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. We hold those accountable who break the law. But there's so much work that needs to be done from a policy perspective to turn this country around. We just can't let these types of tactics deter us in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, well, well said. All right. Well, Congressman, again, thank you for hopping on the national radio show. And I know you're a busy guy today. You've got the town hall, and we certainly appreciate you coming on the program.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Congressman Brian Stile, everybody, from Wisconsin, and his home targeted by this mob. We've got the video up at toddstarnes.com, and I'd encourage you to go and look for it yourself. And I get it. People are going to protest, but when they step foot on your private property, that's against the law. And I know that he said he's going to let local law enforcement handle it. Well, I hope law enforcement takes this seriously because we've got to send a message. This is not right. You don't do that kind of thing. You certainly don't leave a coffin propped up against a man's front door. That's just unacceptable. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, I want to go back to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Stevie Giorno, who is the chair of the Tennessee Young Republicans. And Stevie, good to have you with us. I understand you guys have a pretty big turnout at the national convention.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much for having me on. We are in Nashville at the Music City Sheraton, and we have 1,004 attendees for what is, I think, the second or third largest young Republican convention in history, or at least in recent history. I know 35 years ago, thereabouts in Memphis, was the largest young Republican convention, and we're happy to keep Tennessee thriving with our young Republicans and welcome in all of our guests from all 50 states, D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Stevie, what is the message? What is the theme of what you guys are trying to accomplish this week?
Well, the three major tenets are recruit, train, and elect. We are focused on recruiting people who are not currently members to become members. We're going to educate them. We're going to train them. You know, we have Ward Baker speaking tomorrow doing a campaign training. We've had many panels today. We had our attorney general and our governor speak today as well. And we want to educate people how Tennessee 20 years ago was a liberal Democrat state. And within those 20 years, now we have a supermajority Republican state house, a supermajority Republican state Senate. Republican governors, our two wonderful U.S. senators, and our Republican congressmen, and see the impact that it makes. You know, what we have done should be used as a blueprint in every other state. And that's what we want to inspire these young people to take with them back home.
What exactly, when you look at a young Republican, you have the college Republicans, what age group are we talking about here?
18 to 40. So what we do in Tennessee, we led the nation in this. All members of Tennessee college Republicans are automatically young Republican members. We want to make sure that we are all working together, united, because we have got to come together and we've got to keep winning. You know, when you look at President Trump and why he won so historically recently, it's because he did so well on colleges and universities and with young people. You know, I'm 25 looking to buy a house, and it is very, very challenging with the inflation that we had under President Joe Biden. And it has really stalled a lot of people, including myself, on our abilities to get an affordable mortgage, to get home ownership. And really, that's the American dream. And we've got to undo the last 4 years with hopefully 12 years of Republican leadership in the White House.
Has that been a common theme you've heard from other young Republicans in the same boat?
Yes, it is not exclusively a Nashville problem, even though I know a lot of people in Nashville talk about it all the time. Around the country, there is a housing affordability crisis, and we have got to get inflation under control. Then the interest rates, Jerome Powell needs to finally move them down, and we've got to continue this thriving economy that President Trump is creating for us. And really, he's doing that by reducing regulation. You know, earlier we had an American Energy Dominance panel speaking earlier about the importance of not being reliant on any sole source of energy. We have got to be dynamic, and we've got to ensure that we're keeping gas prices down. We need to be fracking. We need to be drilling in America. We need to be doing the best thing for American citizens, not other countries. We can't be giving our wealth away to Iran or other oil-producing countries.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're right. We can't, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are addressing that. Stevie, we got to leave it there. You guys have a lot of fun, and congratulations. Huge turnout there in Nashville for the Young Republicans National Convention. Thanks a lot, Stevie.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Stevie Giorno, chair of the Young Republicans in the state of Tennessee, the host team, and they're doing a great job. I got to tell you, when it comes to hospitality, we know how to do it here in the Volunteer State. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. Also, just a reminder, we agreed to keep our Help Texas banner up for the next week or so. Many people were still wanting to donate, and we want to make that super, super easy for you. Our goal was $20,000. I think we're almost at $25,000 we have raised in disaster relief for Texas. So if you would like to be a part of our effort, you can still do that. Just go to ToddStearns.com, look for the red banner, click on that, and you'll be able to make a donation there to help our good friends and great listeners in the Texas Hill Country. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. It's the Todd Starnes Show.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Where is that story I was looking at? Ah, yes. So, this is an odd story out of all places, Memphis, Tennessee. We're starting to get the whole Florida man vibe going on here in Memphis. We don't necessarily have the highest quality of criminal. You know, it's a problem. And we understand that. I mean, we're working on it, but it is what it is. So anyway, a guy got arrested the other day. And the reason why he was arrested, cops pulled the guy over. They're part of the drug task force. and they pulled this guy over, and it turns out they asked him if he had any drugs. And it turned out that, well, at first he said no, he didn't have any drugs. But then he acknowledged that he indeed had drugs on his person. And it turns out that the drugs were hidden in his underpants. So the guy had drugs in his underpants. And then he explained to the officers, and again, I guess he's just, you know, trying to get out of getting arrested because, you know, he's got drugs in his underwear. And the guy said, well, the issue here, officers, is that actually the underwear belongs to my brother. So, and he said that his brother wore the underpants the day before, and he was not aware that his brother had stuffed drugs, specifically meth. About a quarter ounce of meth was stuffed into his tidy whities. So I have questions here, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think they're inappropriate questions, but I think they're questions that need to be asked. What kind of a grown man wears his brother's underwear? And I'm wondering, were they washed? Did they, or was he wearing his brother's dirty underpants? That's what I want to know. And beyond that, and I'm not advocating that anybody needs to do, you know, crystal meth, but if you're going to do crystal meth, wouldn't you want to make sure, if you were doing crystal meth, that you weren't using drugs that have been harvested out of some guy's dirty underpants? I'm just asking the question. That's all. So anyway, the police were not amused, and I mean, based on the reporting here, it doesn't even look like they were surprised. And I guess if you're a cop, you've probably heard it all before. But the West Tennessee Drug Task Force posted all of this on their Facebook page, and they said that the guy's now facing, believe it or not, felony charges. So they hauled this guy off to jail, and I hope they gave him a fresh pair of tidy whities. That's all I can tell you. All right, folks, that is going to do it for us. Don't forget, head over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get yourself a copy of my brand-new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Tomorrow, we are back for another full 3 hours of conversation. Also, it's Open Line Friday. That's the opportunity for you to call in and talk about really whatever you want to talk about. President Trump going to be talking to the nation later on this afternoon, and we'll carry that live on Newsmax during the Todd Stern Show. It has been a lot of fun today, folks. Get out there, enjoy the day. Check out ToddStearns.com. Be sure to download our podcast. It's free. Get our newsletter. It's free, too. Folks, have a great one. You be good, America.